Oh, praise the one who leads us, for his grace will bring us home. I don't know how many times I have tried to write this, but the bin in my new study is pretty full. How do you start? And so I'm so glad again for scripture, because I simply want to read the first part of that passage which Jill read for us. Is simply this: I thank my God every time I remember you. Thankfulness. Thankfulness is one of the big notes in my heart. I thank my God every time I remember you. And just like Paul in this passage, the church in Philippi, my thankfulness is to do with your partnership in the gospel. Because this congregation has been getting to know Christ and then lovingly making him known. That partnership in the gospel, for which I am so thankful. There's also, as Paul mentions in this passage, this sharing in God's grace. As I look around, I can see folks who have just experienced God's grace in remarkable ways. God has been gracious to us over the years. And for that, I am deeply, deeply thankful. So, I thank my God every time I remember you. Over the last 19 and a bit years, we've been through times of great joy, great celebration, and it's been wonderful. We've known the blessing of God's love. We've experienced his grace in new and exciting ways. And there have been those wonderful times of joy and of celebration. But there have also been those times of deep heartache. Because as partners in the gospel, we have learned what it is to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. Thank you for sharing in God's grace in so many, many ways. There was a long time, not so long ago, when gathering like this was impossible. All those months when we couldn't come together, when we stayed in our homes, we kept separate, we kept that social distance. As I look back over that time, I'm immensely thankful. I'm thankful to folks who hide up in this corner up here, the techie folks up there, the techie folks who know that what they do up there is way over my head. I haven't a notion what happens up there. All I know is that people out watching and listening can pick it up. Thank you so much. You kept that going. You kept our services going Sunday by Sunday. So thank you to the tech team who did that. And perhaps especially thank you, Johnny's not here with us, but Johnny Bingham did a remarkable job over those long months of ensuring that Sunday by Sunday we could still worship God together. Some of you may remember Kermit. There was a Sunday morning when a message went up on the live webcast to say, thank you for the service, but that frog behind you is really distracting me. So during the next hymn, Heller slipped in, moved the frog out of the way, and that was fine. Except there was social media uproar. Hashtag bring back Kermit.
You don't do hashtags.
Don't do hashtags. Yeah, those were difficult times. And yet, because of God's grace, because we shared in God's grace, because we have this partnership in the gospel, they were also good times. There were times when people sat down and made phone calls, sent messages, delivered soup. It's just an amazing time. Why? Because we share in God's grace. We're partners in the gospel. The kindness, the generosity of this congregation was especially seen during those difficult days. But that kindness and that generosity was always there. Ballywillan is a remarkably kind and generous congregation. Yes, we saw it close to home during those lockdown days. But over the years, I don't have a number for them, but you have filled thousands of shoeboxes coming up to Christmas. Thousands. You have put smiles on the faces of thousands of children that we may never meet. Because you share in God's grace, because you're partners in the gospel. Week by week, people leave groceries in the trolleys here. And again, I don't have a figure for how much, but I know that every couple of weeks there's a carload of groceries goes up the road to Coleraine and makes a difference. Why? Because you share in God's grace, you're partners in the gospel, and I thank my God every time I remember it. Close to my heart, Heather's heart, has been our work with Eswatini, which started in small ways with having children's choirs here over the years come and to educate us and to help us understand what the needs were and to infect us with something of their joy in Jesus as they worshipped. And then what a delight to be able to go and visit with a team. Over these past few years, Liz McCauley, wherever Liz is, Liz could probably give me an accurate figure, but so everybody's pointing over there, Liz McCauley, what's the accurate figure roughly? £154,427, no pennies. That's roughly, yes. Liz is remarkable with the figures. You have no idea what difference that huge amount of money has made. Because you're sharing in God's grace with our brothers and sisters in Eswatini, partners in the gospel, not just here, but stretching right out to Eswatini. Thank you. I thank my God for you every time I remember you. Over the years, there have been appeals for various disasters, various things that have happened, and Ballywillan has always, always stepped up. Thank you. Do not weary in doing good. This kind, this generous congregation. There are lots of people I could mention, and mention some today and maybe on Friday evening a few more. But Sunday by Sunday we come in here and we just assume everything's going to be as it is. Stevie, our caretaker, does a great job. The building is clean and tidy, warm when we gather in. But we never see him doing that. He just gets on and does it. Thank you, Stevie. People who meet us at the doors, folks who make tea and coffee, people who hand me a mug of coffee at the end of the service. Thank you. In simple ways, we're partners in the gospel. For those who pray, we are blessed in this congregation with prayer warriors, people who pray continually, faithfully, persevering in prayer. That has made the difference. Thank you. Thank you. To folks who produce the bulletin and so much more, to Sandra and to Alison, thank you so much. Again, we just see a little page. A lot of work goes into all of that. Thank you for being partners in the gospel, for sharing in God's grace. For these folks and more at the front, thank you. Thank you just seems so inadequate, but thank you. And especially for this morning. Over the years, I've commented on just how folks are in such good voice. You folks certainly are this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your faithful, committed, and availability. Your faithfulness, your commitment, your availability to use your gifts here as you serve God. Thank you. Thank you. We're partners in the gospel. I'm thankful for signs of new birth. Signs of people growing in their faith. Not just coming to know Jesus, but to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. That has just been wonderful. Thank you for sharing God's grace, for being partners in the gospel. Thank you, God, most of all, for your faithfulness. History of any congregation mentions people, mentions events, but at the bottom line, it is all about the faithfulness of God over those years. What God has been doing in us and through us. And so to God, I'm deeply grateful. So thankfulness is one of those notes that's sounding in my heart, but confidence is another one. Because this passage from Philippians goes on to say, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. To use that mastermind phrase, he has started, so he will finish. He will continue. God is still at work. I really don't like the term vacancy, because this congregation is not vacant. God is still here. God is still at work. His Holy Spirit is still moving. God is unchanged in his love for you. He is still faithful. I'm confident because of who you are. Partners in the gospel, sharing in God's grace, knowing Jesus, making him known. I'm confident because of you are, who you are. I'm confident that in Robert, our clerk of session, and in our elders, you have great spiritual leaders. And I want you to continue to support and encourage and pray for them in all that they do. I'm confident in Stuart Morrow, who will be convener here, and the support of Presbytery. I'm confident because in the end, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on him. We often sing these words, grace has brought us safe this far, and grace will lead us home. That's true. God's not suddenly going to disappear. Grace has brought us safe this far, grace will lead us home. We sing too of strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Jim Fraser was fond of saying, the best is yet to come. So true. So true. Strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. We've sung it already. For every step, his faithfulness is the truth that lights our way. Linda read from Psalm 29, the Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. This is the God who is not changing. This is where our confidence is. And so I'm confident that as a congregation, you will not only continue to know Jesus and to grow in your knowledge of him and the experience of his grace, but that you will continue lovingly to make him known. I started with the beginning of that passage from Philippians. I want to close with the last verse that Gillian read, and it's simply this: all to the glory and praise of our God.